Hello, and welcome to episode 10 of my Spiritual and Sex podcast. I'm your host, Samantha, and today's episode will be about private relationships, Valentine's Day, and a little something cheeky at the end of the episode. So, beautifuls, let's get settled and have some fun. February the 14th is fast approaching, and to be completely honest, I think it's going to go one of two ways this year. Either it's not going to be bad, because we've been surviving for 11 months in this global pandemic, or it's going to remind people of how lonely they are. However, bonus point, there won't be the usual things to see, like seeing people go for a romantic meal and having the posed for love photos rammed straight into your eyeballs when you dare to have the audacity to check your Facebook. There are so many people out there that have spent almost an entire year not being able to date or even see their partners because they live in a different town, live in a different country, they're not allowed to travel. So yes, for a lot of people, it might be a sad day, but it doesn't need to be. I'm going to step on the side of controversial right now. As much as I am a hopeless romantic, and I genuinely am, I truly believe in true love and the traditional type where a man wooed his woman for months and only the one woman, and then they got together and they lived happily ever after for 70 odd years. However, why do people put so much effort into showing off their love for their partner on just this one day? It genuinely grates on my nerves, especially when you see posts online where someone is slagging off their partner and then the very next day it's Valentine's Day, so it's all, oh my God, they're the best thing that's ever happened to me. Love my bae so much. Happy Valentine's Day, baby. I don't know what I'd do without you. And then, before the flowers have even had time to dry, they're back online slagging them off again. What's the point? I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not, that's a lie. But to me, that's fake love and I don't want any part of it. If you are in a relationship, you should be dating and romancing each other, if not every day, at least every week. You don't need to buy flowers or chocolates or pose for your my whole world photos. Like with your affirmation post-it notes that you can learn about on episode 1, you can leave your partner cute notes all around the house, stick a note in their lunchbox, send a cute or sexy text, hug them as soon as they walk through the door, put your phones, etc. to one side and listen, genuinely listen to their day. Do these kind of things all the time. It doesn't hurt to show your partner that you appreciate and love them every single day, not just on Valentine's Day. I actually have an unwritten rule. No one is allowed to propose to me on Christmas, New Year's, my birthday or Valentine's Day. Nope, they're not allowed. Again, it may be controversial, but to me, it's a massive cliche. And sometimes it's expected. And that, I just can't get on board with that. Nope, I can't do it. As much as I'm not a fan of surprises, and I'm really, really not, I want to be proposed to when my partner has that rush of love shooting through his veins that can happen simply because I helped him with something important. Or I was choking on my green tea when he said something absolutely hilarious. Or after I've spent 90 minutes clinging on for dear life as we watch a horror movie. To me, a proposal should be an in-the-moment thing. Yes, sometimes that I'm going to marry that person moment comes and then you plan the proposal, which is absolutely fine, but plan it for when your partner won't be expecting it. I'll tell you why I'd prefer it like that. To me, it's more meaningful and genuine. If I get proposed to on the days I've mentioned earlier, I'm going to assume you've run out of ideas for presents. Could you not find a new book for me to read? Was the stationery shop closed? Did they run out of sex toys? A little originality goes a long way. I absolutely love it. Speaking of originality, I'm quite a big-breasted babe, and with that comes the usual, "Whoa, your tits are huge!" Or, "I bet you can suffocate me with them, can't you?" I absolutely can, I absolutely will, and it will not be for your pleasure. Those lines won't work on me. I want to be wooed with Shakespeare, or at the very least, quotes from horror movies. Who else agrees that Michael Myers is the most dedicated man on the planet? He is dedicated to one woman and he will do whatever it takes to get her. He's so misunderstood. He just wants to choke his woman. He's not murderous, he's kinky. There I go again with movie stuff. I just need a movie marathon day that's just pure horror movies. Anyway, Love in Private. Don't mistake what I just said for Love in Secret. If your love is a secret, then you're hiding it, and you might need to take a step back and question why that is. It could be a sexuality issue. It could be a culture issue, which are both very big issues and need to be dealt with sensitively. Or worse, it could be an infidelity issue. Your love should never be a secret. If you are in a committed relationship, you should be proud of it. However, a private love is something completely different. Loving in private still means that you tell the hottie at the bar that you are in a relationship. It still means that you tell your boss you won't be meeting them for drinks alone as you'll be going home to your partner. It still means that you are honest with yourself and others that you are not romantically or sexually available to them. And if you are, and that is not within the dynamic of your relationship, that makes you a hoe and your partner deserves better. Male or female, your partner deserves better. Loving in private simply means keeping your relationship offline. You can have your status set to show you're in a relationship, but you don't need to discuss it. You can share your photos with your partner's permission of your cute moments, but you don't have to caption it. You can share funny anecdotes or mishaps again with your partner's permission, but keep the details of things to yourself. The rest of the stuff, tell your partner they're the best things to happen to you, not the internet. Tell your partner that you love them, not the internet. Tell your partner you miss them, not the internet. Tell your partner you are upset with them, not the internet. Tell your partner you are angry or hurt, not the internet. Tell your partner what only they need to know, not the internet. Yes, there are times where you want to share how awesome your partner is, and that is absolutely fine. A rare romantic glimpse into your relationship is perfectly okay. What is not okay is giving people an entryway into your relationship. It is not okay to let other people, especially those who don't know both of you, have a say in your relationship. It is not okay to discuss things with exes. It is not okay to slag your partner off online and still expect them to take care of you in private. It is not okay to share personal details with people who don't know both of you or who may have an ulterior motive for, quotation marks, helping you through things. I don't care what your dynamic is, whether there are 2, 3, 4 or more people consensually in your relationship. No one else should be involved. Now, of course, we all talk to our friends about things and some of us talk to our parents, and so we should. That's what they're there for. That's our supportive system. But I'm not talking about the meaningful people in our lives, the people who want the best for us, who want us to be happy, who will support us no matter what. I'm talking about outsiders, acquaintances, colleagues who aren't close friends, strangers on the internet, exes who keep sneaking into your DMs. Do not open the door to your relationship to those kind of people. There are so many people out there that share every single detail of their relationship with you. I even follow a couple of them on social media. The thing is, I originally followed these badass babes because they shared their life, as in their own personal, just about them lives. Then it progressed to their relationships. And for one babe, it actually cost her her relationship. Her partner didn't like her putting everything online, and she ignored him. If your partner is not okay with something like that, you have to respect them. If you don't, you cannot then moan to your followers that they argued with you or worse, have left the relationship. Remember, people don't leave people. They leave situations. And the reason I say that is, we don't belong to anybody. So if your partner has, quotation marks, left you, in actual fact, they've left the situation that they are no longer comfortable or happy with. They could quite well still be very much in love with you as the person, but they no longer like the situation you both are in. So they leave the situation. People share their relationship life and their partners get trolled. How shitty is that? They share their relationship with the world and actively give access to thousands of people who all have an opinion. And there are so many people in the world that will hate on your relationship simply because they are bitter, jealous, bored, or just plain trouble causers. People will then take to that same platform and say, you don't get to have a say in my relationship. You don't get to have an opinion. You don't get to slag off my partner. You know nothing about us. Now, most of that is true. However, your followers actually know plenty. And that's because you allowed the world in. You can share funny stories or milestones. You can tell people how you persevered through something. You can share stories that will help others, but those private details about your private life should remain private. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not sweet and innocent and all this. I've done it myself in the past. I've advertised that I'm going on a date. I've shared photos with cute, sickly cute captions. You know, I've done it all, but then you grow, you mature. And then when people say, oh my God, what happened? And you don't want to talk about it, like, yeah, but you just shared your entire relationship over the past year online. So tell us what happened. No, it's none of your business. Well, it isn't their business, but you've made it their business because you've put it all online. And I've done it myself. I have, but no more. I will not be doing it anymore. Love in private and protect your relationship. So, Valentine's Day. Da, 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 da. Are you a single Pringle or are you in a relationship? What are you up to? Do you have plans? I myself am a single Pringle and I don't mind being called that because Pringles are just like me. I'm stacked, curvy and super tasty. I've actually created that mug on Teespring. So if you like it, go buy it. Thanks. So for me, well, for everybody, it lands on a Sunday, but my plans are I will be cooking my usual juicy Sunday dinner. I'll be taking my extra luxurious bubble bath. I'll be lighting my candles. I will be working out. I will be saying my affirmations and I will be working on myself and my business because apparently I can't stop. I might even squeeze in a horror movie just because. I'll be giving myself my own orgasm. And I'll be stealing all of my own quilt. I guess if I was in a relationship, I'd be doing all of that, sharing it with my partner. But the only thing I'd be doing differently is I'll be sharing sexy time with him and possibly my quilt if I'm feeling generous, like super generous. Yes, it is nice to have a special day, but it's also very important to let your partner know they are important to you all year round. Besides, your very own special day, if you are in a relationship, is your anniversary. That's the day just for you guys to assess your relationship, check in with each other, make sure your relationship is going in the right direction, propose if it feels right, squeeze in an extra dates night, and truly enjoy reconnecting. That's the day you can go, oh my God, I love him or her so much, because that's your day. Valentine's Day was for Saint Valentine, and I'll talk more about him and what he was getting up to in the book that goes with this episode. My favourite Valentine's Day didn't even happen with a lover. It happened about 7 or 8 years ago. One of the besties turned up with girls' night in supplies. We had a few drinks, we ate yummy food, we watched a couple of films, and we had a good natter. The reason it is my favourite is she turned up with a huge homemade cake. It had pink sponge, was covered in red icing, and had edible glitter all over it. It wasn't the cake as such that makes it my favourite. It was the fact that she could have gone out on a date, she could have spent time with other people, but instead she took the time out to bake for me secretly. She didn't tell me. She tells me everything, and she did not tell me that. It was a secret, but she baked for me and spent the evening with me, and it made me feel super special. In fact, I think I want another cake. I might ask her for one. Like I've said before in episode one, love comes from all around us. And on that Valentine's Day, it was absolutely sisters before misters. My point is, if you're single this year or any year, you absolutely can still celebrate and embrace the love you have in your life. And go to episode 3, learn all about aphrodisiacs. Trust me, you'll enjoy it. And if you're in a relationship, show your partner you love them more than once a year. It's seriously, just do it. Do it. Unless, of course, your partner is an absolute arsehole and you no longer want to be in the relationship. And in that case, kick them to the curb. What exactly are you waiting for? Stop wasting time. You're wasting, if you're a woman, your good booby years. Kick them out. Have a cry. Acknowledge. Deal with it. Move the fuck on. So, ladies and gentlefolk, coming up next is the cheeky, cheeky surprise. Do stick around if things about sex don't make you blush. Welcome back. And let me just tell you real quick why this segment is in this episode. It is officially episode number 10. It will come up as episode 11, but that's because my trailer is classed as an episode. It's not. It's 1 minute long. Anyway, and I decided to do something a little cheeky-cheeky and slightly different, especially with it being a Valentine's Day episode. So brace yourselves. This is my review of the 50 Shades of Grey Inner Goddess color-changing jiggle balls. Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm about to review a sex toy. I bought these jiggle balls on a whim. They just appealed to me at the time. And you can get them from Love Honey. And I think they're about £24.99. I got them on a sale. Woo woo. Anyway, my initial response to them was incredibly good. As always, Love Honey sends toys in discreet packaging. The box the balls came in is very similar to the covers of the E.L. James 50 Shades of Grey books, which I actually thoroughly enjoyed. The jiggle balls are a lovely shade of black with the words 50 Shades of Grey engraved onto them, and they feel really smooth and have a good weight. I think they weigh in at 90 grams. The silicone loop is both long enough and sturdy enough, like I'm not worried it will snap at all, and the loop can either be hanging down just outside of your labia or your lips, whatever you call them, or can be tucked into your labia. It's basically personal preference. I personally like mine tucked away when I'm alone, but if I did want to tease a partner, I would probably leave it hanging so he could see it. So I've tried these balls in two different scenarios, and I highly recommend both. The first scenario involved some quality spexy time, that's spiritual and sexy to you and I was alone in my room, pleasuring myself. I was using my wand, also from Love Honey, and the balls were deep inside of me. They were comfortable, they moved around enough to cause a good sensation. I guess because they were new, my lady parts were trying to figure out exactly how to work them whilst I was laid down. But they worked absolutely fine. They moved around just enough. And after I had climaxed and removed it, the love balls had turned a gorgeous shade of purple. Now, purple is my favourite colour, so that, for me, is an added bonus. They were very easy to clean, the engraved writing didn't cause an issue, and then they were put into the silver pouch that they came with, that has 50 Shades of Grey written on it as well, to be stored safely next to their sexy toy friends. Now, the second scenario, I wholeheartedly 100% recommend, ladies. I have been doing Kegels, what are they called? Kegels. I'm just going to call them kegels. Since I found out what they were when I was about 17 or 18. And I think we women should be doing them all day, every day. Okay, fine. If you can't squeeze your coochie muscles all day, do it when you're in the bath, in the shower, reading a book, scrolling through Instagram. Just whenever you've got 2 minutes to yourself to go, ooh, let me just concentrate a minute, just do it. They are absolutely great at keeping your coochie muscles active. And for those people who have bladder control issues, which is nothing to be embarrassed about if you do, doctors do sometimes recommend spending time doing Kegels. So again, get some. So what has this got to do with my second scenario? Well, I'll tell you. I use these gorgeous balls whilst I work out. It started on a cold afternoon a few weeks ago. I'd got my pink dumbbells out because, you know, girly, and was about to start doing a few strength training exercises when my brain woke up and said, oh, let's make this interesting. Go get your balls. So I did, and I inserted them and I got into position ready for my squats, booty clenches and bicep rolls. I'm pretty sure they all have very scientific names to what I was doing. However, that's what I call them, so stuff it. Let me try describing what I was doing so you can get a better picture. You know when you're on top of a guy or a woman, but I'm straight, so I'm into men, so it's easier for me to explain it that way, and your knees are at either side of his hips, and then you roll your own hips. So like if his penis was inside you, you'd be moving up and down on it, creating that pumping action. Well, that's just minus the man between my thighs. And I use the dumbbells to turn my arms up at the same time. Win-win all around. So I got on the floor to do my exercises. The balls were deep inside me and floof me. Not only did it give my coochie an extra workout trying to keep those purple balls inside me, because I was changing position. It wasn't just me standing up, walking around how they're meant to be used. It wasn't just me laid down. I was constantly, every few seconds, you move into different positions. You coochie movers. Movers? Moves. It moves. Ignore that. Anyway, it caused me to sweat more. My cheeks were getting extra flushed, if you know what I mean, ladies. The sensations on my G-spot were making it very difficult to count my reps. And when I finally got done with my 4 sets of 30 repetitions, I had to finish my workout off with an orgasm. Now that is a sentence I thought I would never say in my whole entire life, but I just did. So all in all, if you want a complete workout, pop yourself over to Love Honey and order yourself some. Just to be very clear, I'm not sponsored by them in any way, shape or form. That's just the website I use for all my toys. Also, just to get a little bit weird. If you're like me, which would absolutely make you weird, but in the best kind of way, when you remove the balls, yes, they will be covered in your love juices, and obviously if you've had an orgasm and aroused yourself, but you do get to watch them turn from very sexy purple back to very sexy black, and I found that highly fascinating. I'm assuming it is the heat from inside our bodies that make the balls change colour, but whatever the reason is, I love it. So, not just for pleasure, ladies, for a good, thorough workout too. Now, just to get a little personal, just a fair warning, if you lose concentration, like I did the very first time I exercised with them, the bottom ball might try escaping. Just get your finger, slide that bugger back inside, and concentrate on your task at hand. Don't get distracted by Jesse Pinkman on Breaking Bad. See, I think he's cute, my coochie likes him, and she was just doing what she was meant to do. She was making space for him, because as we all know, the more aroused we are, the more space there is in there. So do concentrate. So, beautiful people, that is the end of this episode. Very different to normal, but I do hope you enjoyed it. If you have any toys you'd like me to review, just pop me an email at spiritualandsexy@gmail.com. Create a fake account, I don't care. If you do like my episodes and you want to keep listening to them and hearing more from me, please do like, share and subscribe. Obviously for the people who prefer books, send them over to Do You Dare to Invoke Your Inner Deity on Amazon Kindle. You can follow me everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, just wherever you want, just stalk away. Not in a weird way. I don't like weird stalkers. Anyways, I will be back next week. So for now, be good to yourselves. And as always, play safe. Bye.